Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Noach, Week 2, Day 7. So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Terah took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran his grandson, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife. And they went forth together from Ur of the Chaldeans to go into the land of Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. The days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Genesis 11, 8, 31, 32. Why are some projects left unfinished? The city and the tower that men built weren't pleasant before the Eternal. Through this evil project, astrology was introduced into the world. Men had rebelled against Eternal, and instead of spreading out and replenishing the earth, according to the commandment, Genesis 9, 1 and 11, 4, they unified to build a huge city, but their project failed and the city remained unfinished. Abraham's father, Terah in Hebrew, didn't want to live anymore in Ur of the Chaldeans. He decided to leave with some of his family members and settle in the land of Canaan. But when he reached Haran, halfway, he stayed there until the day of his death. His project failed and was left unfinished. These two events can teach us something to help prevent our projects from being left unfinished. In the first instance, the Eternal intervened supernaturally and confused their language so they wouldn't be able to speak the original language, Old Hebrew. That way, they wouldn't be able to keep building. Their project was considered evil by the Eternal, and that's why he made them fail. The main motivation behind their project wasn't only to reach the heavens by their own means or to live in a large city instead of being scattered throughout the world. Their main objective was to make a name for themselves and to become famous. He who wishes for fame becomes unpleasant to the Eternal. He who builds up a ministry in order to become great has a twisted heart. There are many men and women who wish to become famous, to build something to get honor, to get rich for their own sake. But no matter what good things they achieve through their efforts, they will never be pleasant to the Eternal, because they don't seek the glory of the one that gave them the ability to build but their own. But when man reaches a certain level of pride, the Eternal intervenes to stop him. This is it. This is as far as you go. I won't allow you to continue with your project because you are not giving me what belongs to me. You are robbing me of my glory. Instead of having me in the center, you want to become the focus of attention. Enough! In the second case, we see a man who wanted to move from a place to another, but never made it. The Torah does not explain to us what the motives behind his plans were. It doesn't mention if there was a supernatural intervention from the Eternal to stop him on his way either. The Eternal can direct man through supernatural interventions or by natural circumstances. In this case, it seems to have been the second. It seems that Abraham's calling has such an influence over his father that he also wanted to go to the land that was destined for his son and his descendants. But for some reason, he never got to his intended destination, and we don't quite know why. We only see that the Eternal did not allow him to get there. The truth is that Terah didn't have a divine calling to settle in the land of Canaan. Only his son had it. It was not his calling. He wanted to enter into something that wasn't his. This teaches us that we have to be very careful not to try to imitate others' calling. If one sets out to do something just because someone else did it, his motivation is not correct, and it is very possible that he ends up halfway, frustrated, and even dead. Don't intend to do something with your life just because someone else did it. It is highly possible that you will leave it halfway through. Then, what should we do to prevent leaving our projects unfinished? How can we be successful in life and reach our planned goals? Next week's Daily Manna will help deal with this very important topic. Shabbat Shalom.